Sigma Phi Kappa Productions presents.
Starring Adam Johnson and Steve Mulman in Star Wars Betrayed Federation. Also starring Chris Tracy, David Poon, James Sand, and Stephen Poon. With James Ficker as Carvo Zem, Harrison San as Anubar, Grady Owens as the Fijum, and Josh Donovan as the pilot. Written by Steve Mulman with acknowledgement to James Ficker and Stephen Poon. Directed and produced by Steve Mulman. Special thanks to the Mulman family.
Is the passenger ship cleared for landing yet, Commander Dauphine?
One moment, Lieutenant Viceroy. We are now ready to admit the Viceroy's craft into our hangar bay.
Very good. Activate tractors. Bring her in.
Cycling atmosphere. Transport landing. Now.
Welcome aboard your new flagship, Viceroy.
Ah, you must be Gidu, my Lieutenant Viceroy. Nice to meet you face to face at last. I'm Kochar Garrett.
I am aware of your identity, Viceroy. The pleasure is equally mine.
And you are the Neftania's captain, I take it?
Yes, Viceroy. Commander Thule Dauphine at your service. It is a great honor to be chosen as commander of the first flagship for the first Viceroy of the Trade Federation.
You came highly recommended by several members of the Federation Directorate. Now, can we...
What is going on, Commander?
The atmosphere field is depolarizing. A small object is approaching us.
That's a Mandalorian warrior.
Impossible. How could he have gone undetected? The Talos system centigrades would have picked his ship up for sure.
I detect no ship in the range. He may have eluded detection by using his jetpack to get all the way here from the surface.
We must get out of here. Whatever he wants can't be good.
I'm afraid that's not an option.
He has sealed the blast doors. We are trapped.
Is there no other way out of here?
None.
Split up. Take cover. He cannot get all of us.
I didn't come for all of you. I came for you. Viceroy Garrett.
Me? Why?
Because I was paid to.
I've been Viceroy of the Trade Federation for not even a day, and the assassination attempts have already started. Commander Dauphine!
Yeah, Viceroy.
Where are your security forces?
They are on their way. This is a large ship.
I can't hide behind this pile of crates forever. Do either of you have sidearms?
Of course we do.
Use them! Distract him from killing me! I'm the Viceroy here! This gives me my chance.
Come back here, Viceroy. You can't hope to escape. You're trapped.
Actually, there's one more door in this room.
He has fled into his craft!
Mandalorian, this ship has armor that...
I know. It would be impossible for me to burn through the hall before your forces arrive. But don't think this means I won't be back.
Where is he? Good grief. always late, isn't he?
Not all the time. There was a time on Karide, after all.
Actually, that was a case of me just being more late. It's good to see you again, Carnarvon.
You too, Stalom. I really wish you'd stop mocking me like that. We're both grown men, Jedi Masters even.
Yes, but you should change your name.
As much as I would like to do so, that would reek of vanity.
And a Jedi is not vain. So why are we here, anyway?
Because Ord Mandel was very conveniently located for the two of us, and you know what I think of the temple.
No. Why this seedy little sleeping room? We're Jedi!
A Jedi should live a simple life.
That's not how it was. 100 years ago, Jedi like Lord
Farfalla... 100 years ago, the Jedi were nearly wiped out.
That doesn't mean you can't rent a nice hotel room for once. So what's up this time?
We have been assigned to Leftania, a Trade Federation freighter orbiting Telos.
The Trade Federation, that's the new Nemordian conglomerate, right?
Exactly. Yesterday was an assassination attempt on their viceroy. The death of this man could send economic ripples across 100 sectors.
So we have to stop it. And let me guess, we have no idea who's behind it, do we?
Of course we don't. I've arranged passage on a cruiser that departs in 2 hours.
You have a plan too, I take it?
Of course.
Have you heard the news, Commander Dauphine?
What news, Lieutenant Viceroy?
Viceroy Gard is calling an outside protection for himself.
Yes, I heard he had summoned a Jedi.
Jedi?
Yes, a Master Carnarvon arrives in system today on a passenger cruiser.
Carnarvon? That is a ridiculous name.
Lieutenant Viceroy, you do?
Yes, Viceroy Gard.
Report to the control deck. We have an important matter to discuss.
Is it the Jedi?
More important than that, we have been offered a very tempting partnership.
This is good news, my Viceroy.
It is.
A partnership for our fledgling Trade Federation.
This is exactly the recognition we need at this stage.
Do you wish me to take care of the...
Yes. Tell them it had better go better this time.
Dauphine's on a tie in 20 microspans.
We're almost there, then.
I'm ready.
Remember, Stalom. You represent...
Solar Systems Limited. We're seeking a partnership with the Trade Federation. I don't need to be reminded of things like that, Carnarvon. Honestly, you'd be better off with a Padawan, I think. Someone you could actually boss around, not an equal that you've known for a decade.
I thought of it once. There was that one kid who looked pretty promising, but Master Zapta snapped him up. I forget his name.
Aiden, I think. Wasn't very impressed with him myself. Now, if I needed to pick a Padawan from the trainees at the temple, I'd take that short little green kid, Yoda. If he can just lose that backwater speech pattern, I'd select him in a heartbeat.
You won't take him because he doesn't speak good basic. Remember, Stalom, a Jedi is not vain.
He'll never get anywhere talking like that. Who will take him seriously?
Docking on the Leftania, 15 microspans.
Get ready.
He what? Boss Nubar?
Demanded more money.
To the left, you fools! More money, but boss?
Yes, it will take more money. He said the job will be...
No, your other left!
...be more difficult than he thought.
You could have got them, though.
You know that, and I know that, but...
When I say left, I mean my left, not yours!
What can we do? Carver Zem is the best.
But boss, we don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, but our supervisors do. Get in touch with them tonight. Say, aren't you supposed to be helping those buffoons with the impulse laser drill?
Yes, boss Nubar.
Obotek, you're not being paid to loaf around in the caves of Telos. Fretting over how much money we've got, you're being paid to mine. Get to work.
Left as in not on the right. Get it right.
Lieutenant Viceroy Yadu, the cruiser's approaching.
Very good, Commander Dauphine. Activate tractors, bring her in.
Cycling atmosphere feed.
I must admit that I'm a little worried about being in here. That Mandalorian may have left some sort of deadly trap behind. What if he sabotaged the atmosphere field?
I believe Viceroy Garrett shares your concern, sir. He refuses to leave the command deck. Cruiser landing now.
All passengers with tickets for the Leftania and the Telos system, please disembark now. Please disembark now. All other passengers will be permitted to disembark in 5 microspans, but please note we'll be continuing onward to Rura in 30 microspans, so please reboard at least 5 microspans prior to that time.
Greetings.
I am Jedi Master.
You must be Master Tanaka of Solar Systems Limited.
Yes I am.
I am Lieutenant Viceroy Yadu. I very much look forward to a potential partnership with your corporation.
Me too. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
The Viceroy wants to speak to you right away. He is presently on the command deck. I will take you there.
Excuse me, I'm...
We know who you are, Jedi Canarian. The Viceroy will deal with you later.
But what if there's...
This business deal is far more important than your Jedi mission. You will wait in the quarters that have been assigned to you until the Viceroy calls for you.
I see. Good luck with your business deal, Mr. Tanaka.
Thank you, Master Jedi. I'll talk to you later, eh?
Welcome aboard the Noctania, Mr. Tanaka. The Trade Federation humbly greets Solar Systems Limited.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, Viceroy Garrett, but if you don't mind my asking...
Go ahead.
Why is a human in charge of the Trade Federation? I thought it was an Immortian concern. Certainly none of my information indicated you were human.
I was brought on board at the last minute. The Immortian companies forming the conglomerate didn't have enough capital.
So the Directorate was forced to turn to some human enterprises to seal the Federation together.
They stipulated we select a Viceroy from their organizations. Not that we regret bringing in Viceroy Garrett in the slightest. He is an excellent CEO.
Of course, Lieutenant Viceroy Yadu, Commander Duffy.
I hear there was an assassination attempt on your life recently, Viceroy.
It is of little concern.
Probably just a rival Enterprise getting worried. The Intergalactic Banking Clan or the Power and Transport Guild or someone else. There are so many corporate rivals in today's competitive market.
We are dealing with it most decisively.
Anyway, the Noctania will soon begin its first mission as head of the Trade Federation's shipping fleet. At this moment, miners on the surface of Telos below us are readying shipments of various ores that we will take to Tuparawa, where the main Federation fleet will distribute them across the galaxy.
What kind of ores? Solar Systems Limited is interested in your subsidiary mining operations as we manage several ourselves.
At this location, primarily iridium and molybdenum, but also barium, kaolin, beryllium, ethomium, and frisium.
Excuse me, mister. I was wondering if... Sir, that's fine. I'll just get out of your way. I'm sure you're very busy. Why won't anyone talk to me?
Is there a problem, Master Jedi?
Yes! Nobody on this ship will answer a single question, and I haven't even seen...
I understand, Master Jedi. The problem of evil in the universe must be very perplexing. Why don't you join me in my quarters for a nightcap, Kanarigan?
Oh yes, I would love to, Mr. Tanaka. But I must mind you... Jedi do not drink.
Oh, come along, Master Jedi, come along.
What? The quarters must be 10 times the size of mine. This is typical of my treatment since I have come aboard. Absolutely ridiculous.
Remember, a Jedi is not vain.
Be quiet. In 7 hours aboard this ship, I have learned exactly nothing about the attempted assassination. I can't even use a mind trick because Nemodian minds are too different from ours. Do these people really request Jedi assistance?
Viceroy Garrett did, but from what I saw, the Nemordians on board, almost the entire crew, don't approve a bit. They've been running interference. Garrett didn't even know you were aboard until I mentioned it. It would seem to make them suspect.
Or simply distrustful of the Jedi, which isn't an uncommon feeling these days.
That's ridiculous. The last Sith War was 100 years ago.
But it was 1,000 years long. We made some major blunders in that, I'm afraid. I'm not sure the Jedi Order will ever recover.
Preposterous. Anyway, the assassination attempt occurred in the hangar bay. No sooner did Viceroy Garrett's transport arrive than a Mandalorian warrior rocketed in and attacked.
A Mandalorian... Anything but them.
I know. We should have wiped them out during the last Sith War when we had the chance.
Stay long. That's advocating genocide.
Just kidding, Kanarigan. The Viceroy escaped by hiding in his transport. The Mandalorian had to flee before the Noctania's security forces arrived.
I'll take a look at the hangar bay tomorrow. Maybe I can turn up something.
I'll keep questioning Garrett and the two Nemordian leaders. I'll try to find you some leads to follow up on. You know, it sure is a good thing you have me here. You'd have never found out anything otherwise.
Don't forget, Stalom, it was my plan to have you go in undercover. Otherwise, I fear we would both be effectively stonewalled right now.
Will you be on schedule, Mr. Anubar?
Viceroy, Sir, mining Malab is a tricky business. The rhodium shipment is ready to go, but the Malab will probably not be ready for about 3 or 4 more days.
Unacceptable, boss Anubar. The Noctania was originally scheduled to leave Telos tomorrow.
Sir, a bulkhead. And we are pushing the men as hard as we think they can take it. But, sir, you're overworking us to the point of insanity. We're not even receiving haphazard pay for this.
Stop your whimpering, Anubar. You can't quit. You and your workers have exclusive 5-year contracts with the Trade Federation. If that Malab shipment isn't ready in 2 days, you will all find yourselves out of jobs, but not out of your contracts.
Of course, Viceroy. Sorry, Viceroy. Now, if you don't mind, it's late. I'd like to get some sleep.
Sleep? You are this far behind schedule and still wasting time with sleep? I have a representative here from Solar Systems Limited who is very interested in a partnership with our Federation. Do you think we will get this partnership if we can't keep a simple ore shipment on schedule?
No, sir.
Then wake up your men and get back to work. I will send the Lieutenant Viceroy down with a cargo loader, and while picking up the Erodian shipment, he will personally assess your progress. Understand?
Yes, Viceroy, I understand.
I thought you might. Neptania out. Command deck to Master Kanarigan.
Kanarigan here, Viceroy. What do you need?
Master Kanarigan, as you are aware, it is the middle of the night. As such, I am about to go to bed.
Thank you for that information, Viceroy, but...
And as such, I fear an attempt may be made on my life while I sleep.
I would be happy to watch over your quarters while you sleep, sir.
Very good, Master Kanarigan. I will be retiring in 10 minutes. Control deck out.
I should have made you be the protector stay alarm. As it is, I'll get no sleep while you get to wallow in the luxury you love so much.
A Jedi should not seek comfort, Kanarigan. Look on the bright side. You can meditate all night long.
Actually, I think I will, on how decadence such as this leads to the dark side.
As if I could ever fall.
Anyone can fall. Therein lies the danger.
I can't. I'm too vain.
Excuse me?
Extended dark side, you set such a terrible physical effect. It would ruin my dashing good looks.
Good grief.
This is Carvo Zem. Do you receive me? Good. I made it as far as the entrance to the Executive Zone. I require clearance for further progress. Repeat, I require... Standby, signal acknowledged. You know, if you would talk instead of just beeping at me, this would feel a whole lot less silly. The life of a Mandalorian warrior, reduced to assassinations and... Transmission received. Entry clearance codes. It's too bright in here. Lighting system offline. Proceeding toward the Viceroy's suite.
Peace over anger, honor over hate, strength over fear. Peace over anger, honor over hate, strength over fear. Peace over... Stay long. You're awake.
Rather.
Well, I am now.
I feel a disturbance in the Force.
I don't feel anything. Local or elsewhere?
Definitely local. It feels like... Now the lights have gone out. Stay long, do you copy? Now he's jamming me wherever he is.
There's someone by the door. I can't see him. I'm switching my helmet visor to infrared. Definitely not an Immortian. So not a Federation guard. I believe he's human. Abort? Mandalorian warriors don't abort. He's using something on his belt. A lightsaber. A Jedi?
What's that?
You didn't tell me they brought in Jedi. I'm not aborting, even if there is a Jedi. I'm cutting off contact now. I can't afford to be distracted by your whimpering.
Come in, Stalem. I need you. I heard something out here. Oh no. Just in time. Come out where I can see you!
Like I do something that foolish.
You can't come any closer without me seeing you. But unless you come closer, you can't accomplish your mission. Come closer, if you dare. I knew you're a Mandalorian super commando, and I know what the Mandalorian think of the Jedi. Can't goad me into attacking. A Jedi does not attack. My mission here is defense, and that is all I will do.
Very well, Jedi. But let me tell you, Carvo Zem will be back.
I expect nothing less.
Ah, greetings, Mr. Tanaka.
Morning, Commander Dauphine. Is our Viceroy Garrett up yet?
If he is, he has not yet arrived on the control deck.
I'll just wait then. Tell me, Commander, what do you think of the Viceroy?
He is an excellent choice for our first Viceroy.
Please be candid, Commander. I won't reveal this to any.
I cannot think of a better choice for our first Viceroy.
Commander, do you really
Viceroy on the command deck.
Morning, Mr. Tanaka. Commander Dauphine.
Good morning, Viceroy. How was your night?
Terrible. Dauphine, did you know that last night there was another attempt on my life?
I was unaware of this fact.
Master Kanarigan informed me when I left my quarters this morning. The Mandalorian assassin made it all the way to the quarter outside my quarters. He called himself Carvo Zem.
That is impossible. You would have to have access to the executive zone.
Excuse me, who does have such access?
Tell him, Commander Dauphine.
Only senior employees of the Trade Federation. On this ship, that is myself, Viceroy Garrett, Lieutenant Viceroy Adub, Boss Anubar. Temporary access is also given to guests such as yourself and Master...
Excuse me, Boss Anubar, I don't believe I've met him.
He commands the mining operation down on the planet. He's not a Talosian native, though. He's from Renzarek.
The Renzari make excellent miners. We have exclusive 5-year contracts with many of them.
Well, good chatting to you. If you don't mind, I'd like to go get some breakfast. I get very hungry in the morning.
I'll join you if you don't mind.
No problem. I just need to stop by my quarters first.
Very well. See you in the cafe.
So you saw nothing suspicious when the Mandalorian attacked, Lieutenant Viceroy?
I told you, Master Jedi. I am very busy readying the cargo load off for dispatch to Talos. Please do not bother me anymore.
I'm trying to investigate an assassination of your Viceroy.
I believe someone is signaling you. I will leave you in peace to answer it.
Master Kanarigan here.
This is Stalom. Can you talk?
Yes, everyone here is pretty much ignoring me.
Where is here?
The hangar bay. I checked it out thoroughly after I told Garrett about last night. Carvo Zem doesn't seem to have left any explosives here or any other such traps. This suggests a job on the inside. A competitor such as the Corporate Alliance wouldn't have any problem with just blowing the Nathania up.
This fits what Dauphine and Garrett told me. The Mandalorian used high-level access codes. Aside from you and me, the only people who have them are Garrett, Yardoub, Dauphine, and a Renzarian named Anubar, who runs the mining operation on Telos.
He might be worth talking to. Yadub's taking a cargo loader down to Telos to begin a Meridian shipment in a little bit.
See if you can hit the lift. Talk to Garrett if you can't get through to Yardoub. The Viceroy seems a much more reasonable man where his personal safety is concerned.
I'll talk to Yadub as soon as I can. He seems to be engrossed with a comlink at the moment.
Is the Viceroy on the control deck, Commander Dauphine?
No, Lieutenant Viceroy. He is not here now.
Good. Commander, when I arrive on Telos, I will be having a chat with Overseer Anubar.
I hope you can impress on him the need for more decisive action, Lieutenant Viceroy.
You said they need more money, Commander.
Yes. He has raised the price. At least that is what Obotik said when I talked to him last night.
Paying this much money concerns me greatly, but the potential reward is even greater. Excuse me, Commander, but the Jedi Master is approaching me. I will talk to you again when I return to Telos.
Good luck, sir.
Nice of you to join me, Mr. Tanaka. I was beginning to wonder.
I was in consultation by HoloNet with my superiors back on Ord Mantell. They are very interested in opening up partnership negotiations soon.
Very good. How would he eat that scrambled grub egg, Mr. Tanaka? It's only fit for Nemoidian stomachs.
Oh, it looked good. Thank you, Viceroy.
Please, call me Kochar.
Then you must call me Stalom.
Hangar bay to Viceroy.
What is it, Lieutenant Viceroy? I'm eating breakfast.
Master Kanarigan is insisting on accompanying me to the surface. I informed him the threat is on the ship, not on here, but he told me to contact you.
I agree with you, Lieutenant Viceroy. The miners certainly pose no threat. In that case, you will.
You will let Master Kanarigan go to the surface.
What was that, Viceroy? I did not copy.
You will let Master Kanarigan go to the surface.
Yes, if you insist, Yadub out.
Now, where were we?
Master Nubar, the cargo loader is landing.
I'll be up in a minute. The impulse laser is acting up again.
Hurry, sir. I'm sure Yadub will wish to speak to you.
I'm coming.
Welcome to Telos, Lieutenant Viceroy Yadub.
I cannot say I'm happy to be here.
And you are, sir?
Jedi Master Kanarigan. I'm investigating the attempted assassination of Viceroy Garrett.
A tragedy, to be sure.
Is the Erodium shipment ready for loading?
Yes, Lieutenant Viceroy.
Then get to it.
Yes, my lord. Boys, get to work. Sorry, sir. They don't really listen to me.
But they do listen to me.
There you are, sir.
Boys, load up that cargo ship, now as in instantly! There you go, my lord. And who are you?
Canarian, Jedi Master. I'm looking into the assassination attempt on your Viceroy.
I'm Boss Anubar, and you won't find anything here, Master Jedi.
If you don't mind, Supervisor Anubar, the Viceroy wants me to inspect the operations.
Of course, sir. Right this way.
So, what's your name?
Obotik, Master Jedi.
Tell me, Obotik, what do you think of the Viceroy?
Oh, I have nothing but honest respect for him.
You will tell me the truth, Obotik.
I will tell you the truth, Master Jedi. To be honest, Viceroy Garrett is a horrid, horrid man.
Interesting.
He overworks us terribly.
So it is true about the Jedi?
Of course it is, Boss Anubar.
Forgive me, Lieutenant Viceroy, but I thought he was just making it up in an attempt to get more money.
Does he really want more than when Dauphine talked to Obi-Tig last night?
Yes, Obi-Tig says he wants even more now that he knows Jedi is on board.
How much?
In total, 30 Erodium ingots.
This is getting out of hand. The presence of the Jedi have ruined everything. But wait.
What, sir?
The Jedi is here!
Of course! Go, Carvo, now.
What about the Jedi?
He is down here. Get out your hiding place and get the Viceroy.
Viceroy, a report from the surface.
What does it say, Commander Dauphine?
Yes, what?
The cargo loader is nearly full. The first Erodium shipment will be coming soon.
That is excellent news.
Yes, it is. It is good to see that your people run such an efficient mining operation, Kotrov.
Thank you, Stalon. I trust that solar system's limited.
The door!
Greetings once again, Viceroy.
It's you again.
There's no Jedi saving this time. Prepare to...
Actually, there is.
I hate Jedi.
And we hate Mandalorian.
I came prepared this time. Can your lightsaber deflect these?
Missile. A miracle. It detonated before.
Not a miracle. The Force.
The Mandalorian is getting away.
Forget him. I have to deal with these. Where's the other one?
Right here.
No time.
Hello, Beach.
Hold on, you two. Tell me, Dauphine, what's on the other side of that bulkhead?
Just a corridor.
Good. It's large enough to... to seal the gap.
Thank you, Master.
It really is Stalon Tanaka, but there's no such thing as solar systems limited, I'm afraid.
You're a Jedi?
Yes, we thought it best that I come undercover.
Well, thank you very much for that, though I was really looking forward to that partnership.
A necessary deception, I assure you.
The businessman with Garrett, Stalon Tanaka, he foiled him.
How?
He's a Jedi, undercover it seems. I want more money. 50 extra Erodium ingots.
I think about it. Anubar out. Another Jedi?
Now there are two of them.
What is it this time, Carver?
Actually, it's a Obotik.
Go ahead.
The cargo loader is ready to return to Naftania, sir.
The Lieutenant Viceroy and I will be right up.
Very good, boss. A Obotik out.
You mentioned a Carvo. Who's Carvo?
Carvo Lynn. Another of us Renzarian miners.
Really? Let's go back to where we were talking about earlier. You think Yadub and Dauphine would make a much better Viceroy-Lieutenant Viceroy team?
Yes. They have promised us that when they take control of the Trade Federation, they will treat us miners much better. More pay, less overtime, safer working conditions, and so on.
When they take control?
Well, when, you know, Garrett moves on to another company or retires or something.
Which hopefully will not happen for a very long time.
Lieutenant Viceroy, boss, good to see you two.
The cargo loader ready to return to Obotik?
Yes, boss.
Will you be returning with me to the Naftania, Master Jedi?
Actually, I'd like to stay here a while. Talk to young Obotik here.
Very well. You can catch the cargo loader on its next trip this afternoon.
See you then, Lieutenant Viceroy.
And then the Jedi sealed up the hull bridge before I could make my escape.
Does that complete the report, Commander Dauphine?
Yes, Lieutenant Viceroy.
This is very disturbing. Carbo Zem had enough trouble against one Jedi, but two?
It was a mistake to go with their selection of Carbo Zem in the first place. Mandalorians and Jedi have a notorious rivalry and hate to encounter one another, which makes them demand more money than a similarly skilled non-Mandalorian bounty hunter would.
They could hardly be expected to gnaw the Viceroy with summon the Jedi. Not even we anticipated that. And since we have already paid him so much, we are stuck with Cabo's arm to finish the job.
Not knowing you would reach that conclusion, Lieutenant Viceroy, though it is the right one, while you were gone, I spoke to another bounty hunter that my contacts indicated was passing through the Teller system, a human named Bafijim. Should I tell him we will not need his services?
No, we are working with Zam through the miners because it provides deniability. Zam does not know who he is working for, and in the event the miners might reveal us, they are easily disposed of. Perhaps it is time to dispose of them. The Jedi Master was growing too friendly with Bas Anubar's underling. Knowing the Jedi's penchant for telepathic coercion, this is too big a risk.
If we hurry, we could even kill two needle flyers with one blaster bolt.
Yes, this Bafijim will kill Master Jedi Kerrigan as well.
And though there are numerous ways to make conditions here safe, Viceroy Garrett refuses to put them into effect. Yadub and Ophine have brought our concerns to him many times, but he always rejects them.
Many times? I thought the Viceroy just arrived here 3 days ago, after the official incorporation of the Trade Federation. Though I know the Naftani arrived at Telos many months before that.
Is that so? Yadub and Dauphine always refer to the Viceroy as being on the Naftani.
Tell me, Abotig, what would you do to gain better working conditions? What would you...
Abotig! Abotig!
Boss.
Are you still with the Jedi?
Yes, boss. I'm sorry, boss. I know you told
Bring
me
him
to...
Bring him here. Hurry. We are under attack.
Attack? Where are they?
We are scheduled to work on the Malab shipment today. So the Andrazi cave-in, Section 47.
Hurry! Take me there!
I still cannot believe it. You're a Jedi?
Yes, I am still a Jedi, just as I was 5 minutes ago.
Now that your identity is known, why don't you change into your Jedi robes, like the one Master Kanarigan wears?
These are my Jedi robes. I prefer a more ornate form of dress than most. I hearken back to the Farfella sect of the Jedi that died out a hunt...
What is it?
There is a disturbance in the life force on the planet. People are dying, and Kanarigan is involved.
How do you know this?
The Force connects all living things. If one properly reads the Force, one can know what is happening anywhere in the galaxy at one moment. Excuse me, I need to call Kanarigan. Kanarigan? Kanarigan, do you copy?
Someone is massacring the miners. I'm on my way to help.
Carvo Zem? But why?
I don't know. Right now I'm not bothered as to why either. You get down here quickly.
I'll try. Viceroy, I need transport to the surface immediately.
Out of the question. This could be a diversion. I need you here to protect me.
But the miners!
What do their lives matter? They are easily replaced. I am the Viceroy of the Trade Federation. My death will destabilize the economies of thousands of star systems.
I am a Jedi, and a Jedi protects life.
Then you will protect mine. Master Kanarigan can take care of whatever is happening on the surface.
If I save your life from Carvo Zem again, it will not be because I like you. It will be because that is my mission from the Jedi Council. Not because I'm compassionate, not because of my dedication to life or the Jedi Code. Because I was told to. Have a good day, Viceroy.
Wait, where are you going?
To steal one of your fighters.
I beg of you, stop killing my workers. I'll do anything.
All you could do is die.
Why are you doing this?
Because I was paid to.
But who paid you?
My employer told me to tell you he was Viceroy Garrett of the Trade Federation. He said you would know. Something about complaining too much.
No! If Carvo Zem had finished the job by now, this never would
have... Carvo Zem? I've heard of him. An excellent bounty hunter. Not as good as myself. Next time you contact the Bounty Hunters Guild, ask for Bafijim. This is too easy. I'm used to more difficult targets. Ones who fight.
Then maybe you'll like to face me.
Thank heavens, Master Kanarigan!
We came as soon as we could.
A Jedi? The Nemoidians did not tell me there was a Jedi down here.
The Nemoidians? They hired you? But...
I thought you said...
They told me to tell you it was the Viceroy. But even if the truth comes out, why does it matter? In 10 minutes, you'll all be dead.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
My blaster!
Why did the Nemoidians hire you to kill these people?
To dispose of the evidence, they said.
What evidence? Evidence of what?
Which Nemodians?
No fiend. And yet...
Boss! We've been betrayed!
A concealed microblaster!
Of course. What bounty hunter would be caught dead without...
You killed the boss?
And you're next. Excellent move, Canarian. What an interesting name. Good job, Canarian.
Stop it!
Canarian!
Stop it! And besides, you have a stupid-looking helmet!
It's the height of protective apparel where I come from, Canarian.
Surrender, bounty hunter.
And the name's Bafisium.
This is your last chance.
No, it's yours.
Last chance to do what?
Master Jedi, come quickly.
Not now, Botig. I'm going to finish him off.
Hurry! There's a bomb on the scaffolding.
Your last chance to disarm it, of course. I estimate you have about one microspan left.
Master Jedi, come. If that scaffolding collapses, everyone here will die.
So, do you come after me and finish me off? Or do you save all the precious Ranzarian miners?
Sith spit, Bafisium. Take me to it, Botig. Hurry!
You won't be so lucky next time, Canarian. Till we meet again.
Can you disarm it?
I don't know. Here, take my comlink. Tell Master Stalem everything you know about the assassination.
About the what? And Master who?
I know you're involved. Tell him. He's my partner. While I try to stop all of you from dying down here, maybe he can try to stop anybody else from dying up there.
Oh, okay. Botig to Master Stalem. Master Stalem, come in, please.
This is Stalem Tanaka. Who is this?
I'm a Botig, a Rosarian miner on Telos. I'm speaking to you at the behest of Master Canarian.
Is this true? Let me speak to him.
It's true. Please don't bother me. I'm trying to defuse a bomb. What is your present location?
I'm in a Purloined Federation starfighter, and I'm on my way to assist you.
Master Canarian, once you to return to Naftania.
Copy that. Changing course. And I went through so much trouble to steal this ship. Anything else?
Yes, Master Jedi. I have been instructed to tell you everything I know about the assassination attempt.
Go on.
You see, it was the late Boss Nubar and myself who hired Carvo Zem, working as intermediaries for Lieutenant Viceroy D. Yadu and Commander Thur Defeen.
They told us the reason the conditions...
I haven't much time. I can't concentrate. Peace over anger. Honor over hate. Strength over fear. Peace over anger. Honor over hate. Strength over fear. Peace over... The blue switch! Excellent. I now have access to the inside of the device. Just close my eyes and feel the force. I can only bring one more connection. If it's right, this thing will shut off. If it's wrong, all the Ranzari are dead. No! We're doomed!
Lieutenant Viceroy, there is a signal coming in from Bafisium.
Open the channel, Commander Dauphine.
This is Bafisium.
What is your report, Bounty Hunter?
I did not complete the job. A Jedi named Canarian showed up and prevented me from doing so. I left a bomb behind, but he seemed to have disarmed it.
I hope you do not expect the second half of your payment for an uncompleted job.
No, I expect it as a way to keep me silent. You did not tell me there was going to be a Jedi, which violates the full disclosure section of our contract. If I report you to the Bounty Hunters Guild, you'll never hire a bounty hunter again.
Perhaps we can arrange some accommodation.
Yes, we will need our money to pay off them, not to mention the considerable court fees that will result from this debacle. When I was looking for a bounty hunter, I discovered that there is a man looking for a bounty hunter with Jedi experience.
Go on.
He calls himself only Colossus, and we can give him a recommendation for you.
We need not mention how poorly you actually failed against the Jedi.
I hear he pays very well. At least 20 million pegats.
20 million pegats? In Trade Federation Erodium ingots, that's a lot of money. I'll take your recommendation and won't report you to the guild.
A pleasure doing business with you, Master Bafisium.
Yes, a pleasure.
If things have gone that badly on the surface...
We must prepare for the worst. Contact Carvo Zem. Have him come here immediately.
Who could that be?
It's Master Tanaka. Let me in.
The Jedi.
Yes, the Jedi. Let me in. You will let me in. I didn't think that would work through the door. But I find this always does.
He is breaking through.
Where is the Mandalorian?
Lieutenant Viceroy Yardoum, Commander Dauphine. So is you two all along.
It was not we who hired Cabo Sam.
Ask the Mandalorian. He will tell you it was not us.
I'm afraid I've already talked to someone who says otherwise. Do you know Inabodig?
Never heard of him.
He's a Ranzarian miner who works on Telos. He tells me you sent the money to the miners so they could hire Cabo Sam for you.
Lies. It is all lies and hearsay.
Why would we do such a thing?
Because the miners are a link you can easily dispose of, like you tried to use Buffidjum to do.
You cannot prove any of these outrageous accusations.
Actually, I can. You see, it's Trade Federation policy for all comlinks to record all conversations for later use in court in case there are lawsuits. But I have no doubt you erased all your records of illicit conversations with the miners.
It is true you will find no such conversations recorded on our comlinks.
But Barsa Nubar and Obotic did not. They foresaw that they might come in handy in case you reneged on your promise to give them safer working conditions once you took control of the Trade Federation. In fact, they kept their comlinks on and recording even when talking to you in person.
Lies.
Allow me to demonstrate.
Yes, Obi-Kid says he wants even more now that he knows Jedi's on
board. How much?
In total, 30 Erodium
Ingots. This is getting us apart. The presence of the Jedi have ruined everything.
What, sir?
The Jedi is here!
Of course! Go, Carver, now!
What about the Jedi?
He is down here! Get out your hiding place and get the Viceroy!
That proves nothing.
There are other more incriminating conversations, but I'm afraid my comlink isn't set up to store that much data.
Now, Jedi, it is your turn to die.
My arm! Ah!
How tragic. The assassin struck down the Jedi Master while he was defending the Lieutenant Viceroy.
Thank you for your sacrifice, Master Tanaka.
You don't know how long I've waited for this day to kill a Jedi. Any Mandalorian Super Commander would be proud.
What are you waiting for? Kill him, Carvo.
In a minute. It's even better that this is also payback for your defeat of me in the Command Center. Soon I'll also have killed your friend Kanar again. And then Viceroy Garrett will be...
Nuts dead.
Disgusting.
He is bleeding on my prize carpet.
Kanarigan, last I talked to a Botig, you were...
The bomb may have been beeping still, but it wasn't armed. Once I realized that, I commandeered the second cargo lander and got her as quick as I could.
Not quick enough. I'm going to need weeks of Bacta for this arm.
I see you gentlemen have defeated us. Our conspiracy is found out and the Mandalorian is dead. Tell me... Do you take bribes?
It was kind of Viceroy Garrett to loan us a fighter for the trip back to Coruscant.
Don't kid yourself, Stalon. You know the only reason he did that was in hopes that we might overlook the Trade Federation's violation of the Working Conditions Act.
Not that it will help any. The Trade Federation will surely collapse anyway. Once Yardoub and Dauphine are brought to trial, the human interests on the Directorate will withdraw their funding once they learn what the Nemoidians tried to do.
I wouldn't put it past the Nemoidians to try to start the thing up again, though. It might take them a few centuries, but if there's profit to be made, they'll try. The humans won't sign up, but there will always be other races that are interested in that sort of thing.
The Filordi, the Quadi, the Karites. I suppose you're right. Kanarigan.
Don't call me that. Soon I won't even go by that name.
What?
You heard Cabo Sam mock me with it. The Nemoidians did too, but the worst was Buffidjum. I tried not to let it get to me, but I gave in to my anger. I can't let that happen again. I'm changing my name.
Obotic said you were pretty impressive in that battle.
Poor Obotic. He was just trying to get a better place to work.
He broke the law. He tried to kill someone. He must be held accountable.
Yes, I suppose so. Still, the fact that he helped us will count in his favor.
So, back to Coruscant then.
Yes, even I return to Coruscant on occasion. Besides, I have to. I need to report to the Population Bureau if I want to change my name.
I'm looking forward to some peace and quiet in the healing center when my arm is repaired. It's been non-stop missions for the past 5 months.
Yes, peace and quiet at last.